We are back! Hello.
Hello there.
And welcome.
And welcome yet again
to
our third episode of the podcast called
Recipe
for
Disaster.
Yes, sir. And how are we feeling today?
What's the vibe? I'm feeling pretty good. Beginning of the summer. So and so, it takes a little while to get used to it.
It is June. It is quite hot outside.
Pretty hot. Weather is nice.
One might say.
Haven't worked in a year, but it still kind of feels like vacation.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Feel a bit giddy inside.
Giddy?
Yeah. Whole summer to do
all the things that one might not do. During the winter,
the list goes on and on and on and on.
Such as RuneScape.
And just as.
That's the plan.
How are you feeling?
I've also finished my year of school. I'm feeling. Thank you.
You're feeling.
I am feeling.
That's a special feeling.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been quite a relaxing few weeks, just playing a bit of video games, just existing in the world, flying around in space on this biological mass that is the Earth. Yeah.
What more to say?
What else there is, you know, to life?
Well, it's been a month, I guess. Since we recorded the last episode, so what's been, overall, what's been going up with you?
I mean, the last month has been quite stressful due to school mostly, but when I got successfully done with that, and ever since then, I have been playing basically video games, and just breathing air.
After a long time?
Yeah, I've been just, you know, my tune hasn't changed for the past few months. I'm still fishing for the godforsaken heron pet. And doing some hydra in the meantime.
Wait, so refresh my memory. You, well, obviously, you're 99 fishing.
Well, obviously.
Obviously. The experience rate for that is 13 mil. And how...
How am I?
How are you? Where are you in terms of experience?
I am, as far as I remember, I'm at 21 million still.
Still, and well, to my knowledge,
that's just rookie numbers, you know.
Should really be enough to reward you with a pet.
No,
it should.
I mean, should? Well, it's a 50-50. You get it or you don't. You know, that's how it. The works in statistics, I'm pretty sure.
What are you fishing, anyway?
I'm fishing harambons.
Not lobsters.
Not lobsters, no. That would be a bit masochistic.
But that's our logo. How can you not?
Well, is it the lobster or is it the crab?
I don't know. I think it's a...
I think we settled on a crab or a lobster.
No.
Which is which? Which one has the tail?
Lobster has a tail. Because the sketch we submitted was of a crab, and then we were like, well, it would be better as a lobster. We don't really know how to draw it.
Yeah.
And it literally just put a tail on it.
And it worked.
So let's say
he did change some details make it more like lobster-like.
Great job.
Absolutely great.
So let's say it's a lobster.
Let's say it's a lobster with a chef's hat holding a rune pickaxe.
Yeah, you can't fish for those.
Usually that situation doesn't happen in either RuneScape or in real life, but for fantasy's sake, we decided to depict this in our logo.
No, it...
It's a make-believe world anyway, you know?
I'm really fond of the logo. So, heron is still your, main thing? Your main goal? Your main wish
basically,
in life?
Yeah,
yes?
Well, currently, yeah, I'm changing between fishing and hunting for the pet that hydra as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also want the hydra pet. Yeah.
Have you gotten any new pets?
No. I've only done these two activities, basically. I'm a simple man, you know. I do one thing until I finish my goal. Luckily, if it will take me 200 mil XP to get the fishing pet, then so be it.
That's still a way off.
That's a bit the ways to go, yeah. Just a few hours, you know.
What's your kill count then with the Hydra?
Like 1,000 or so.
1,000? That doesn't...
And I think the pet rate was like 1 in 3,000. Still a ways to go, you know.
Maybe, no.
I'm not sad yet.
Yet.
Uh-huh. I mean, if I hit like 75,000, I would be quite sad. And the issue is that you can kill the alchemical Hydra only on task.
Mm-hmm.
Only on Slayer task.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the task only from Konar, a master in Zayach.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasted quite a bit of Slayer points to
get... Skip the tasks that weren't Hydra.
And I actually had to do tasks that I have never done to get more points, to skip more tasks.
Killing rats?
I did some low level tasks. I got to kill like X creatures in X spots that I haven't visited in like 10 years or some shit. It's been a blast, you know. It's a real sightseeing tour, if I do say so myself.
I started Slayer,
Slayer! Yeah, sorry.
I stuck with the master. You'll get on a quest in Seer's Village. And I was prepared that the first monsters weren't exactly, Hydra or the like.
Well, it does require 95 Slayer to
get it. That's one thing.
That might be an issue for you.
But I got rats on like four occasions. I was wondering, is this it? Is this it?
You are destined to be a rat slayer for your life.
I was reading guides and
you're slaying your own kin.
Oh my! Oh shit! We didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah, I'm Pat. Hello.
And I'm still Ray. Yeah. Apparently.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys. All these years.
I was reading that Slayer is supposed to be a money making guide, and you get to slay all these cool monsters, and here I am killing rats.
Yeah.
I was like, what a time to be alive.
I mean, you do get bones and rat meat and such from them, and they are a hot commodity in the Grand Exchange. No, not really.
Not really, no.
Nope. I mean, when people talk about Slayer being profitable, I guess they mean Slayer since like level 75, I think. That's when you unlock Gargoyles.
All the combat skills that are in the money-making, whatever, top tier list, you need a higher combat level than you need skilling levels to make money. So far, I get the feeling, because you can make decent money with like smelting mithril and that doesn't like require anything particular.
But I mean, if you want to get to the higher echelon of like these money makers that net you over like 3 mil an hour or something, then you need a decent combat stats and decent gear.
You know, I just checked last night, because usually you, with max efficiency and all those things, if you're lucky, you will make a mil an hour by smelting rune, rune bars. Yesterday was 2 mil.
How so?
I don't know, but I think
was there a price hike for rune bars?
I think they just severely underestimated the buy value of rune ore, because it was something like, they claimed it was something 10k. But you can see in the brackets, if you're using Rune Light, that it was 11k something, so that might be the cause of the difference.
Maybe it was like a bot dump of...
It might be. It was unrealistic.
Because I've heard that there are like certain times at the night or some shit where these like huge like bot dumps on the Grand Exchange, where the bots held there.
Okay, that must have been it then.
Sell their supplies that they have Heathered in like X amount of time.
Ooh, regarding last night.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I am being unemployed and being on like permanent vacation. I'm severely pleased with my life as a baseline. However, last night really took the cake because this will require a bit of explaining. When I was doing my final exams, I stayed in your place.
Yes, you did. I remember that like it was yesterday.
That was a
nice time.
One of even say like what is the adjective? One of the most bittersweet moments in my life was going to bed right before, like the night before the big final exam, and it was a bastard of a final exam. It's kind of like 6 years crammed into one test.
That's a fun time.
So you're mentally unstable anyway, even at the best of circumstances.
Yeah, that's how it is. Just
like
crazy.
I closed my revision book, was about to go to bed, and that was when you started playing Max Payne 3. And I remember I've never been so envious at another human being in my life before. I would have given my left and right kidney to be you at that time.
Didn't I invite you to also play it?
Yeah, but it was like midnight.
Watch it or
I watched it. It was like midnight. There was like it was just would have been a really bad move to stay up that late. But I remember like I was.
I hope I didn't like heap you up with it.
No, I couldn't. I don't think so. I couldn't care less. It was just that contrast. I would have given anything to just forget everything and play Max Payne 3.
And just play a goddamn video game.
So last night I had a friend staying over who, he doesn't have an exam, but he came back from work and he's kind of tired and tomorrow's another work day and so he needed to go to bed, and just being able to tell him like, well, good luck, I'm gonna play RuneScape.
Well, you do you. I'm gonna be here in the blast furnace, blasting away.
It was a very sweet moment for me. One of the highlights of this year.
It seems that it has been a really good year then.
It has been a perfect year.
If that's the highlight, then man, I don't have anything to offer against it. You know, like on my side, I don't know what has been my best moment.
You rarely, like, it really needs to be a special moment for you to be able to pin it down and say that this, that was spectacular.
You'd have to have, like, a certain kind of healing and to even, like, make a mental out of it for yourself to even remember it after a while. Because my memory isn't the best sometimes, so if I would put myself on the spot right here and I'd also think of something that I couldn't.
And another thing is that
I don't know,
most of the times you only in hindsight say that, well, that was some good times. But if you can like in the moment say that this is one of the highlights of any particular period, then that is special.
It hasn't been all doom and gloom for me in that sense. I might sound a bit nihilistic with saying that I haven't had anything, but I thought about it a bit. I had my practice week in like February or some shit.
Oh, you need to go to
when I was doing my practice week in a school.
Yeah.
And after a class, some third grader came up to me and they gave me like an origami folded like a boat, and she said like, well, this is for you. And I'm like, thank you. And I thought to myself, so am I gonna cry right now or I'm gonna save it for later, you know? So yeah, that was a nice moment. It brings back good memories when you make like an actual impact on a person that he or she wants to thank you, you know?
When you cry in front of children, that's always special.
Will I be choose the cry later options? So, okay. Wasn't on the spot.
So that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Nice. Also, I got in 100 kilos of Hydra, I got 2 claw drops.
You did.
Which amounted to 70 mil or so. So that's also nice.
70 mil.
That's also a nice moment in
and
my
this
life.
This guy, like, half a month ago was like, hey, listen, Pat, can you borrow 3 mil? I really need to. I'll upgrade my subscription there.
Please, man, please. I'm really in the boonies. I'm out there. No tent. I'm dying. Please, man, help me. I need 3 million gold pieces, and I need them now.
What a financial turnaround.
It's been a very interesting few weeks, yeah. And
God damn.
That was for Super Spoon, yeah. I got 2 in 100k seat. That's insane.
I was on vacation, lying in a beach chair next to the pool. I was
making no money, wasting EXP.
I was again on the agility course, getting just slightly above 70.
SMH, my friend. SMH.
And here comes Ray and says, listen, I could have bought a 3 mil. I mean, I was like, I really need it, man. I promise I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back with interest.
I promise, man. And I did pay him back in like a week. So.
You did. Plus, you gave me a hat.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a red boater, no?
Yes, it was. It was very stylish. The rope and everything, the balancing, was so much better.
Didn't I also give you a rope and an oak chair? No? That must have been someone else.
That must have been someone else you borrowed 3 mil from. You gave me a hat and a crab? A lobster?
A lobster,
lobster.
Yes.
You gave me a lobster?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I was, when I...
because it's on the logo, you know, as we talked about before.
I was, like, this whole month, because I've been traveling, it's been a very...
This man has been absolutely absent from everywhere for the past month.
So it's been a very limited amount of time that I've been able to commit to RuneScape. And it took, like, I guess, 2 weeks when I did nothing at all. Then I logged on and I was like, okay...
So what now?
All right.
Who am I even?
Well, I'm doing the agility course, evidently.
Yeah.
Why is there a lobster in my inventory?
How did this get in my bag?
Just one lobster. It's like, okay.
That...
Sure.
It has to be there.
I completely forgot about it.
That's a talisman now.
And it's, I have
good luck charm.
I'm going to keep this lobster.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, I don't think that I'll acquire any more lobsters as food, so it's going to be highly likely that this one particular lobster is going to...
Imagine the moment when you're on the ropes above Sears Village, and then you slip.
Ooh.
And then you fall 10 feet to your almost certain death. Your legs are broken, your back is broken, you're dying, Pat.
But...
Alas... Your whole life flashes before your eyes, and then you open your backpack, and then you see it, a lobster.
And
he's alive.
Just like that. Legs are fine, back is fine.
You devour it.
You feel your bladder again. Everything works.
You're a new boy now.
Yeah, that's usually how we treat people.
That's how you heal people. You feed them lobsters.
Seafood.
Seafood in general. Yeah.
Sometimes pies as well, and pizza.
Summer pies, especially.
Exactly, but mostly just seafood.
Pizzas, huh?
Dark crab. Ooh.
Whoa, that's a delicacy, my man.
Yeah. Someone's really fucked up if they've been in a motorcycle accident, just to have the brain is somewhere on the highway. You give them a swordfish, walk it off.
then they have to tick eat the harambe and the shark in a second.
You will need to get a bit better in order to be able to tick eat, but yes.
In real life, yeah, yes. And that's... Imagine a person in a hospital bed just absolutely ravaging a shark. That's how we do it. You know?
That's how we do it.
That's the methods. Forget about saline or fucking drugs or some shit. No. Sharks, man. Seafood.
Stem cells.
Fuck stem cells. Seafood.
Fuck stem cells. Seafood.
Inject them.
Cheers.
Cheers. Fucking inject them straight into my spinal cord, you know?
Oh, man.
That's a new slogan now.
That is.
Fuck stem cells, seafood.
So, in general, my what I have to show is pretty...
I mean, just as a disclaimer, Pat, this isn't the contest, okay?
No, I still, I kind of...
It's fine.
I kind of feel that, especially when...
It's fine.
I am involved in a certain podcast, I should at least give the impression of maybe. But that was just because I was traveling. But I did get 4 agility levels.
I mean, that's a big deal, you know.
That's hard.
70 to 74, that's like a few hundred K XP, no?
That is a... Something like that, yes.
A certain amount of XP you had to attain in the agility course in Sears Village.
And you know, last time we talked about kind of the AFK methods. I guess it was a matter of finding something you need to... It's a matter of finding something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because with series... If I get the feeling that if I divide my attention, I will miss out on some of the what's going on in the show. However,
like on some details and such.
It's been the season of bouldering World Cups has begun, and it takes roughly something like 2 months when the competitions are going on.
It takes 2 months for one person to climb a single wall. It's a very slow process.
So the benefit is that. They do have pauses, and it's not that action packed usually. So I found that watching bouldering and doing agility courses simultaneously really works for me. So I really enjoyed.
I mean, you're doing basically the same thing, but in RuneScape. But I mean, it's not like, well, bouldering. Is agility basically
that's
yeah.
strength and agility yeah, yeah. So basically the werewolf course
agility
the werewolf course, the part when you had to grip the rope with your teeth always kind of churned my stomach.
I've never
been
there.
Okay, that's not okay,
and I'm glad I haven't been there then.
In hindsight now never again. So I found my niche of AFK. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to watch a bunch of bouldering stuff for the next few years.
Do you also do the sport yourself? Or
yes, that's the only reason. That's the only reason why I'm interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only. That is, in fact, the only sport that I enjoy thoroughly. Because with every other thing, even though, like, when you do it or after you do it, you feel fine and you feel great and you're glad you did it. It's always a case of needing to motivate yourself to get started. It's like, get off your ass and go do it. And it's kind of like a chore sometimes. Mm-hmm. But with bouldering, it's always like a treat. It's like, yes, today is the day.
It's like a joy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like through and through.
I mean, that's really good for the motivation to even continue and do it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What's your highest wall? I don't know what that's they measure in bouldering. How many things you grip, or how tall are you, or how high you get?
They do grade it, and there are like 2-3 grading systems out there. What I can say is that I'm a more of a dynamic climber, like a jumpy climber. Uh-huh. So when it gets really slow and technical, it's not really...
You fall down instantly.
Yeah.
And die.
And die, and then I need to eat some lobsters, and then I'm fine again. That's
how you usually do.
Exactly. So, but with jumps and with like demonstrations of strength that doesn't really require a lot of brain power, that's where I really shine.
You shine in the...
brute strength.
Yeah, exactly.
I like hitting rocks in my free time.
In the brutal category of bouldering.
Yes.
That's where you excel.
Yes. Yes, that's it.
That makes sense, I guess.
That's it.
Well, I mean, we are a bunch of troglodytes after all, so...
Yeah. That's it. And of course...
Just fucking cavemen, you know.
No pets for me. obviously.
No pets for you.
No pets for me. Not yet.
In real life also, and in RuneScape.
Yeah, after I broke up with my girlfriend, she took the pet, so that's
She took that them was all. The last.
Oh my god, what? Yeah, I wonder if someone, how stupid that would be if someone would be able to take your pets in room.
That would be sad, you know.
That would be really sad.
I mean, I think when they didn't have the option to reclaim pets.
That's when you lost them?
Or when you, because nowadays, as soon as you get the pet, I think it gets automatically insured.
Yeah, yeah, and you need to buy, well, you need to pay some money if you lose it. But
yeah, and if you die, then you just have to pay money. But I think before the update, which was actually quite like recently, like a year or two ago, maybe at most, then you had to insure your pet annually yourself. So if you got the pet and you happen to die,
that's then, savage.
Then it was gone.
Getting the heron pet and then dying.
And that happened to people in the wilderness, for example.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They get like the Chaos Elemental pet. It's a hotspot for PKers. Dude says, please stop, I just got the pet. And then the PK says, oh, fucking yeah. Sit nerd, and it's gone forever.
That's sure to make the PKer stop, is saying that, please stop, I just got the pet.
Yeah, that's usually...
Always works.
That's usually a motivation for them to attack you even harder, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Just to fuck with someone, that's the essence of PKing, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
What are so I understand that getting the heron pet is obviously like very high on your agenda, and also with the hydra. But after that, any goals?
I think the next skill that I'm gonna go hard at, in that sense, probably mining.
So you're focused on pets, yeah, all yeah. around.
That's my current goal, I guess. Yeah. But and some very maybe very light PVM here and there.
All right, but have you like? At any point, especially after you're maxed, yeah. have you considered making a new account? Going, I don't know, trying Iron Man or.
I have thought about it, but not Iron Man. No, that game mode for me is just too much. You know, I'm just too used to the Grand Exchange. I mean, I understand the allure of it, and I see the point of it. To make and get everything yourself, the overwhelming sense of completion when you or accomplishment when you get like a certain big drop that you really needed for like 10 years then sure, but I don't know, man, it just doesn't appeal to me for some reason. I just want to buy my shit at Grand Exchange, you know, and do my thing. I do have an alt that I had an idea to make into like a free to play like Happy Pure or some shit, but they
free to play pure.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Like agile picking or some shit. Like I used to do like eons ago, but I haven't gotten to it yet. No. So yeah, I'm currently only playing on my main and just doing AFK shit and watching shows and stuff. Yeah.
All right.
That's yeah, and some PVM here and there. Maybe some corp, you know, maybe some bosses, maybe, at most.
You know what I have to say about PVM?
Yeah.
We originally thought that this might be one of the...
Topics of...
Yeah.
Today's cast.
Sure. Yeah. One of the many, 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 many...
Of the many riveting
many topics.
Which we had planned for you guys. Oh, you won't believe it. We had a whole fucking list, the whole thing planned, you know.
Discuss half of them, but we'll... Try.
We'll keep try up. To make an abridged version of
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Dumb it down for you guys.
Yes, exactly, because we're also smart ourselves. Oh.
Yeah. So what I have to say about PVM is this.
Say it.
And I really, really genuinely hope I am not the only one making this observation here.
Oh no, that sounds dangerous, but sure, go ahead.
So, when I say using a ranged attack, on giants. Doesn't really matter what giants. It can be hill giants, moss giants, whatever. Giants. Uh-huh. Does anything come to mind?
a ranged attack.
A ranged attack on giants. And I'm, because I haven't used it, let's exclude blowpipe. I'm not sure if it works that way, but let's stick to a bow or a crossbow.
What do you mean, if anything comes to mind? I mean,
well, what came to mind is this.
Which association am I supposed to make right now?
A very clear one, which stays with you the moment you make it.
Okay, do tell.
I'm
intrigued now.
I was killing mush giants as a part of a Slayer task
uh-huh.
a while ago, before our last pause. And
2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oof, I was 9. And what happens is that when one decides to use the ranged attack on a giant.
Uh-huh. That's very specific, you know. A ranged attack on a giant. Okay, yeah, yeah.
The giant part is important because it's humanoid and it's bigger than you.
Yeah, usually.
That's the main point. So if you would pay attention to the animation of your projectile, the crossbow arrow or the arrow,
yeah,
then you will clearly see, and I mean clearly, that the arrow from point A to point B, point A being your weapon of choice and point B being that giant.
That poor, poor giant.
It will end up directly in its dick.
Wow.
It will go straight to the dick.
That's very violent.
You're shooting a giant.
You're just
in the dick.
Pummeling a poor giant in his enormous monster dong.
And it just disappears there, and then you repeat. And the first time that I saw it, I didn't really... It was like, yeah, I'm killing giants, so what? And then, like, after a few days, I guess I woke up with a start. Like, what's this?
Oh my god.
Something's really off. And then I thought about it. It was like, wait a minute. I looked back in,
and there,
found some giants,
and there
took out my crossbow, killed it, and it went straight into the dick.
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you, Pat. This is not where I expected this to go.
Try it!
That
is surely not only my opinion. It goes, I tried to rotate the camera wherever,
it still went in there.
Whatever angle you choose, you shoot it, it goes into the dick, it disappears, you shoot again, and then it dies.
Wow.
By dick damage.
DD. DPS.
I don't really know what
dicks
to...
Dicks per second. DDPS. Dick damage per second.
Per second, sure. I would guess that it's the same with a blowpipe. It's even more fucked up.
Just
you're blowing arrows into the,
or like darts into his,
yeah,
a dead by a thousand cuts.
That's
literally.
That's not okay.
I mean,
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. I feel dirty.
I mean, Slayer and PVM in general is just genocide against the populace of RuneScape.
It's what, yeah, but
are we the bad guys after all?
No, I think we are, because killing monsters is like one thing, but when you're able to kill a man in Lumbridge,
I mean, the tasks that we get are also killing men, fucking elves, dwarves.
That's not okay.
The adventurers apparently are straight up.
It's just like pick a minority and fucking kill it. How many did you kill? 10. Poop, go.
Again.
I don't want to hear this. 10. I want 50. 3 times a day. Come on.
You got to pump those numbers up, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like going for the dick is, I think it's taking it too far.
That sounds like,
this is where I would draw the line.
This sounds like unnecessary, you know.
It's overkill.
Like, just shoot in the head once, you know. No, you can just pummel its dick with arrows or darts or fists even.
Or fists or kick it. Just kick it.
Jesus Christ, man! I mean, we do a lot of good as well in the world of,
yeah, but I think Gillian, it just kind of borderline balances it out. Because if you've killed like 50 men. In a small town with a population of
50. Yeah, exactly. You kill them all.
It's not exactly nice, is it?
You're It's Glanakin slaying the sand people.
So you can come back all pleased with yourself, like, I killed the dragon. It's like, good, but there's no one left to fucking celebrate it with you.
It had to be done. I needed the XP and the points. What else there is than experience? Which is the most noble cause?
I think so. That doesn't really
NPC send lives a... or GP and
that
XP.
Doesn't really send a good message. Like, I hear that after the children who have grown up with Harry Potter are more tolerant to minorities because of the mudblood and all that. It actually, the book does teach you, like,
and
to be tolerant.
And it's interesting that readers are more tolerant than the author herself. So that's also an interesting
dichotomy. I am not up to date with
that's a whole topic. Yeah, that's a whole...
But so what does it say about us? I mean, like, children growing up with RuneScape, it's they're just like fucking...
I'm speechless.
That's my contribution. So being a low level, having killed pretty much like a greater demon, I think that's... With the kill diaries, like, you, where it counts the cool kills you've made, I think the greater demon is legitimately the only kill that it takes into account. Everything else is classified as being a pussy for me.
It is a greater demon.
Greater demon. So
not like an imp or some shit. So
this is my contribution to PvM.
You have served your country well, my friend.
Like, but
now go kill more.
Go kill more. And literally, do kill giants using a ranged attack. And let us know if it's just me. I hope it's not me. I hope it's not like...
Let us know if it sounds like ravings of an absolute lunatic to you.
Then again,
it might not.
It might be like a adults-only plugin in RuneLight.
Did you download the illegal... RuneLight pet?
No, I downloaded from Pornhub, didn't you?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Pornhub.net. Yeah, that's the official site, no?
Of course, imps come with, like, big breasts and
that's the extra plugins. Yeah. Literally, you have to plug in.
Whenever you log in, you get the Pornhub theme song. It's I thought this was normal.
Wait a minute. Yeah. As soon as you mentioned giants and bow attacks, I thought something akin to some other fantasy stuff.
No, this is wow. Exactly what I meant. You heard me.
I heard you, and I think everyone else also heard you. We are here now. Wow! I'm baffled. You know, I haven't thought about it from this angle. I've been just busy fishing my fucking sea urchins and killing like five-headed beasts, and then this person just shows up with his fucking dick giant story. I'm done for, you know. Like, yeah. Now what?
I don't know.
Like, the only time I see giants in the wilderness now, I'm gonna think about how Pat shoots them
in
the dick with his arrows or bolts or darts or punches them in the dick.
Yeah, I haven't tried to punch them. I...
Oh my god. That's very violent of you. What happened, you?
I don't know.
What happened with you on the trip? Like, where the fuck did you go? Did you go to like a fight club or like a...
No, I went to Albania. I think that explains.
Say no more. Shout out to all our listeners from Albania.
Good. No. It was a very nice country.
Yeah.
And I mean it.
Absolutely.
Just
so do I.
Yeah. I did make the the conscious choice to use Tinder when I was traveling
in Albania, or like
no, in like the whole month,
in the whole world,
in the whole world. Because,
and what did you see?
I got scammed.
How the hell?
No, it was
like catfished, or
I was they took my account. No,
oh,
it was because I would imagine that using Tinder abroad. places you on a more loose leash. Because here, like where we live, you can't write in your bio that I'm an absolute legend with a huge ding dong.
But you can do it abroad.
You can, because nobody knows you. Like here, like people, oh. Everyone's gonna like your grandma is gonna call you the next day. It's like, oh, Pat, yeah. What the fuck, man?
where's this? Why are you like this?
Well, I really thought I raised you better. Plus, it's not true.
And then she swipes right. You're like, fuck, man. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So no, I was kind of thinking that maybe you would be able to. Like meet some new people, do some shit together, whatever.
Maybe
shoot him in the dick
with some arrows, you know.
Whatever.
Some giants, whatever. Some Albanian giants.
Like a really tall person who just like begs to be shot in the dick. Sure.
Sure.
Sure. That's, why not? That was what
you have experience in it already, so
yeah. I could guide him through the
her
process
or them, you know. Yeah.
So. I got matched with a fairly pretty looking lady, and she seemed to be really proactive, which isn't really that usual. At least to my experience, usually need to.
I don't have an account. I haven't never used it. I know fuck all about it.
That's really cool. You can only approach it as a meme. Otherwise, it will be really depressing. Yeah. Some of the conversation is you will have an easier time to coaxing water out of a rock than to like start a proper conversation. It's really depressing, and if you can think of it as a meme, it's kind of all right. Maybe
it's just you. You know,
maybe it's definitely me. It's
No. Very I'm sure not saying it's. Definitely.
No, it is.
No,
it,
no, no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no. Okay,
no, yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. So, and she seemed really proactive, and it seemed strange, but it was all right. Like, I'm not sure, whatever.
Wow, okay.
Few sentences in, it's like, by the way, would you like to make money on?
Oh shit.
Forex, and I didn't know that was like a scam thing.
It was a bot, probably. Yeah.
Probably.
That's how it usually goes.
So it was like no, I'm very
want money. I have GP. What do you mean?
I have.
I'm a millionaire.
16 mil right now. I'm doing great. It was like all right, and didn't really push it. Like talked about some other stuff, but really kind of worked the Forex trading thing into the conversation.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of might have been a bot, might have been a real person, so. And I didn't really know what to think of it until on Instagram I noticed a message that was like a month old from a guy whose profile says that he's living in Dubai, drives a Lamborghini.
As they do.
There's like he posted a picture of like him standing next to the car and saying that, well, guess who broke their Lamborghini in Dubai?
Not this guy.
Sure.
It's my dad's.
Like a picture of a fancy hotel and stuff.
Yeah.
And he too was like, well, he didn't really try to disguise it. He was like straight up at...
Hey, join my pyramid scheme.
But pretty much like, listen, I will help you make... 5,000k with an investment of 500. I will coach you. First of all, the first trade I will make for you. You will advance me the 500, and yes. I will give you back the 5,000. And the next trade, I will guide you through the process.
As they do.
So let me get this straight. There is a guy in Dubai driving Lamborghinis, which I guess are a fairly expensive car. Definitely more expensive than my mom's car that I borrow.
I assume so.
Yes. Living
unless
in Dubai.
Your mom is also a catfisher from Dubai, who also owns like 10 Lamborghinis and 5 Bugattis.
Wouldn't know.
True.
So here's this guy with financially things going for him, and he's interested in contacting some random guy, answering him after a month of him ignoring him, well, like me ignoring him, and then offering to raise $500 to... 5k. That's when even I started thinking that things.
But I mean, I would take it as a compliment, you know, from all the people in the world, Pat, he chose you.
Oh, I am so pleased.
You're just that special. I think he saw that X Factor in you know.
I think the bot algorithm. Oh fuck me! The bot algorithm really saw me as a
potential earner.
Oh, yeah,
money maker.
Oh, so
maybe they saw you in the blast furnace making rune bars. They were like, dude, this
guy obviously has a huge ding dong and is an absolute legend. And now he
has it going for him, and I want in. You know, yeah,
yeah. So this is what I wanted to say. This is the summary of the story, is that I tried Tinder and I got scammed. And I got scammed on Instagram.
But I mean, you didn't get scammed. You didn't...
No, yeah, no.
Oh, with their schemes.
No, of course not. It's just that...
They just messaged you with this awesome offer.
But that was a new thing for me that...
Wow.
Again, lessons from Rune. Well, kind of lessons from Rune. Like the scam thing that you learned as a child and then...
I'm telling you... RuneScape has been a better teacher on internet safety for me than every other fucking adult in my life, you know?
Yeah.
That's where I learned the ropes the hard way. And now we're here.
Now we're here.
I mean, there used to be like a huge wave of like scam bots on like Facebook like a year or two ago where you get a lot of spam messages from hot babes.
Oh yeah, sure.
I like you. Here are my pictures. Click on this not so suspicious link and see them. And I will steal your information in a fucking second. But I mean, hey, pictures, you know. Hey, you wanna meet up, big boy? You're like, nope.
When you really think about it, you do want to meet up. And your information, not really valuable.
Yeah, I mean...
Might as well go for it.
Yeah, I'm...
You're lonely enough to go for it.
I'm gonna go meet the pyramid schemer from, like, Dubai or some shit.
Well, probably Albania.
Probably.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I have the greatest respect for Albania. Oh, seriously. I
like this. As we have understood.
As we all do.
It seems that the country really touched you.
Oh, in all the places.
In all the ways.
Would you like me to show on a doll exactly?
No. Show me on the doll. What happened to you in Albania? That is very bad. So we make a small cut here, I think, and we get more drinks.
Yes.
I think we are back now.
I wanted to say that... So now, after this... Oh, shit. After this... brief interlude, this pause, this month of being away. Mm-hmm. I am formally back.
Legend.
Oh yeah, that's also one thing. Now I'm gonna have a lot more time to play. And I think for the time being, I am done with agility, and I will. I really would like
one man
to.
He does it.
Master.
The one thing he will master, which is...
Tick clicking.
Tick manipulation. Yes. Or tick click. Wait.
I don't think you can say tick clicking. I just made it up. Tick manipulation.
Like, wait. So you mean like one ticking prayers or...
No, that's too. But that's not the top most on my list. Or like
tick methods for like skilling. So
skilling. I figured that the easiest...
Why are you like this?
I am...
What's wrong with you?
I'm a bad person.
No, you're not bad.
Aww.
You are one of my favorite people.
Aww. Regardless, I would like to...
I mean, that doesn't make you a good person per se, but in my opinion, you're good to go, you know?
Yeah. Good to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with fishing, because I think that the tick... I think whatever two click cycle it is. It's not three click. Whatever.
Three tick fishing.
Was it three? What?
1.5 is sort of like wood cutting, and three ticking is for fishing. Yeah.
So let's say like 0.3 click.
Some type of ticking.
Ticking.
Bombs are ticking.
Fishing.
Clocks are ticking.
Ticking, fishing, clicking.
Clicking.
That's what I'm going to start with.
Clucking bell.
It seemed like a slightly easier way to get into it. So I'm going to start with fishing. Then I am going to try the granite.
Oh my god.
And then I'll
guys, say to something to him, please.
Because I really want to, like, the only reason why I want to go for fishing is just to, you know, get involved and get better at it. But my main goal is to try the granite thing, because I have thought about it thoroughly. And MLM, Motherlode Mine, is not acceptable. It is not acceptable to me at all.
But there are other ways.
All the ways are fairly similar shitty experience. I could kill Zolcano, but still the experience rate. Blast
Mines and other thing is... It's better.
It's better, but it's marginally better. It's like the same.
Okay, fine.
I took yesterday smells like
this guy's hella bent on doing fucking tick manipulation. Yeah. Sure, Pat.
Go for it.
Do it. I don't give a fuck. you're your own person. You can do whatever you want. You're 31 years old.
That's parenting.
Did I wish you a happy birthday this year?
I'm not sure.
God damn
Let's say you did.
Let's say I did, and if I didn't, happy very late birthday, Pat.
Thank you.
Big boy.
Thank you, big boy.
Yes, you are very big boy.
I am so big boy.
So yeah, you're an adult now.
I am.
And you can make your own decisions.
I have, and I will. And that's how you parent. That's how you guilt trip your children into saying,
well, I mean, you can do it. I mean, you can do it. But it's fine. It's fine. But it's fine. It's fine.
Know,
just do
know,
it, you know?
You know
just
best. Do it. You know best. I'm sure you know best.
Exactly.
I'm
you know.
Sure.
It's your life. You know.
Yeah.
Just do it.
So, but I am. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to try at least.
Yeah.
Also, after that, I would like to focus on my thieving to the point where I could be able to fairly effectively go to the main place for training agility. Well, the unconventional thing, not the pyramid, but the other thing.
The unconventional.
Not like a course, but it's kind of like a course.
The thingy.
That's exactly what I mean. Where you have like obstacles too, but it's not a course
per se.
And you get new chests and you get access to floors based
and
on your
you
level
get
of
the
agility.
Rings and shit, which
yes.
cost a lot of money.
And it's highly
like,
profitable after 92.
I hate that place.
You did? I know. Well, that's what I want to go for.
Oh my god, the name is on the tip of my tongue. Jesus Christ.
It's not pyramid. It's
It's not the pyramid. It's.
It's oh my god!
A hallowed sepulchre.
Yes.
Gosh darn it!
That's what I want to do. So these are my next kind of goals.
Maybe I am the minority after all who hates everything interactive in the fucking game. Apparently, it seems.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, most of my friends like actually. Like the sepulchre, they do tick stuff and such, but I don't just, maybe I am a degenerate after all, who just doesn't.
No, I think you're just a person who does not have carpal tunnel syndrome.
I have had it.
Okay.
And what do you think how I got over it?
Stopping. No?
I just waited.
Oh.
Suffer through it.
Oh, walked it off.
Literally, I walked it off. And now I'm fine.
You know, a fun fact, whenever I... This doesn't happen at all. It's just whenever, like, the chance arises to work with a chainsaw, I get the ulnar nerve pain. So that's the fourth and the fifth finger. They just go numb.
I think I actually had the cubital
syndrome. Yeah, that's what it's called.
The carpal. Yeah.
Oh, you had to keep. Okay.
Because yeah, those fingers went to the constant numb. We're talking about the ring finger and pinky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when you're working with a chainsaw and these fingers go numb, there's a second where you consider: should I just drop the chainsaw on my leg now?
Should I?
Maybe. Nah. Maybe we'll.
Would I portray the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in my backyard or no?
A home rendition.
A home rendition. A homemade movie. Don't try this at home, kids. Fuck you, I know what I want to do.
It's my smoking hot body. I do what I want.
I'm gonna saw off my fucking leg. You're not my mom.
No, I'm your dad.
None of them. My aunt, my grandparents. I'm my own person. As we said before.
As we said before. So hopefully...
You know best.
Exactly. So hopefully by the time that we will get the chance to speak with you again, I will have at least have thought about starting the click, tick, click, tick, cycle, tick thing.
Tick thingy.
Tick thing. I'll get...
Ticks are pretty dangerous, though.
What do you mean?
In real life.
Oh, ticks.
They carry... Oh, you were talking... Oh, man, I thought you were talking about the bugs.
You fucking...
Manipulating the bugs, man, that's freaky, you know?
That's a form of advanced AFK, when you get bugs to do the work for you. Just a bunch of ticks.
Imagine you go to the forest and then you start fucking three ticking the ticks. Like, what do you...
What does that...
With a chainsaw.
Have you had any ticks this season?
Not this season.
Not this season.
I had a juicy one. Oof. Last season.
Oof.
Last summer. It was on my left buttock.
Buttock? Oh, yes. Wow.
Very spicy. Oof. No.
Oof. All right.
But I'm still
recovering.
I'm still alive. Somehow.
That is good. That's good.
I guess.
It would be... It's a hard place in general to remove it, to check for the... You know,
science. I mean, I checked for it like beforehand after I went to the forest and did some like fucking yard work, but then in the night,
I felt a certain
thing on my leg.
A certain familiar thing.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. And that's where it was. Yeah. Yeah, it, yeah. I killed it.
You did. Good. Punched it in the...
I took out my trusty bow and arrows and I shot myself in the dick. Because I'm giant in width, not length.
I have the status story regarding Hello Darkness, my old friend, and feeling strange things on your body during the night.
Do tell.
Because
during the night, even. Wow.
We had a subject in uni which was, it sucked so much ass that I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah, don't do it. Bad memories.
I was
PTSD.
So unhappy. Kind of old. Anyway, I was single at the time.
Look at you, fucking single, Tinder, everything, man. Nice.
All the good things, Tinder and being single. What a legend. So I was thinking.
A huge fucking dong, you know. Yeah.
I dozed off. It was daytime. I dozed off, and it was kind of this kind of borderline sleep when you're not really asleep and not really awake, kind of in between. Yeah. And I felt that I had
in limbo.
Definitely something in my embrace, like I was definitely hugging onto something, and it was
that sounds spooky.
Kind of sleepily thinking, then all right, this is how. But then again, it feels nice, so let's might as well just go with it. And then I kind of like felt good for a few seconds, and then I opened up my eyes and was like, oh my fuck, it's the textbook.
Oh.
Just felt repulsed.
This poor man was so conditioned.
He was so lonely. He was so unhappy.
and the only respite he had was his fucking textbook.
I was horrible thinking that you were snuggling with someone you care about and finding that it's the textbook you want to burn at the stake.
Yeah.
Sad. Sad, 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 sad. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine, you know?
Mm.
That's the human condition, yet again.
At least you have the heron head to wait.
Fuck me. Why do you do this? Why is this man bullying me, guys? At least I have some pets.
No, at least you do, yeah.
Mr. I wanna three-pick my ass person.
There's no chance of, like, kind of not paying attention and not getting the pet, is there? What do you mean? When you get it, then you get it. It's not like your inventory is full and then you kind of forget about it and then it just goes
away.
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have no pets.
Luckily, nowadays, I think there were, but I don't know if there are still some fringe cases where you have a pet out and your inventory is full. I think it used to be like that, that then the pet was still lost, but I think maybe nowadays like it replaces an item in your inventory.
But let's, so in a case when you already have a pet as companion, your inventory is full and you get a pet, congratulations, but
yeah,
then
there used to be that and then you lose it, yeah, because you didn't have any, you didn't have any room.
But now anywhere. Let's say that your inventory is full of twisted bows,
yeah. I usually do just casually chilling at the beach with my fucking pet hella puppy and my inventory full of
twisted
of fucking t-bows. Yeah, sure.
That's you. That's normal.
I think now if you get it and it has no room, then it goes straight to the NPC that insures it in RD.
Okay.
But I do not know for certain, and I CBA to check it currently. So I'm just spewing probable misinformation. But luckily, we have never said that this podcast is only the truth, the pure truth, and nothing but the truth.
It's not labeled under educational.
No, luckily no. Even if I study and work in education, then this podcast is just...
Did we label under it under anything?
I labeled it under video games.
Video games, okay.
Gaming, I think, good. On Spotify.
Good.
I think so.
Good. And
dating sims. There is dating sims, and that's apparently what we have devolved to, fucking Tinder stories from Albania. I don't know, man.
I'm sorry, I'm a base person. It's just who I am.
It's fun to see the other sides of life once in a while.
The side that...
The other facets of life. Which are not RuneScape.
Caught in the cogwheels of life, that side.
Good, yeah. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Caught in the cogwheels of life. That sounds like a book or like a very sad, like a very sad album or something.
I think it's a literal translation of our language.
We have a language?
We're not going to reveal it. I think we should reveal our origins only after like...
5,000 episodes.
Billion subscribers,
and then we finally do the big reveal.
Oh yeah,
we are from cut
that place,
a fucking cliffhanger, you know. Woo! Wow,
such exciting.
Who would have thought that you can even do cliffhangers with podcasts? I fucking hate cliffhangers.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a show that is like currently running and I have to wait like a week or like 6 months for a new season, then I hate it.
That does suck.
But if I can like binge a show, then I don't mind.
You know, one of the only cliffhanger in RuneScape for me so far was the quest in Keldegrim. The prerequisite was the giant dwarf, but the quest itself was what Forgettable Tale? Forgettable Tale, yeah?
Of a drunken dwarf or something.
Yeah. Where, you know, you go through the whole thing of a huge conspiracy and they get...
You read the dialogues?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
It's a quest, that's the... What?
True. Oh, I also read some of the dialogue. I think the quest line for the elf quest also was pretty cool. I mean, the underground past and... Yeah. British side and so on. That's also good.
No, I do. I cool don't. Whenever I don't do quests very often, but when I do try to like give it a chance to be good. Because usually the dialogue is pretty witty, and they do try to crack some jokes and stuff.
Absolutely.
So that was a cliffhanger because it actually was an interesting story. You finished with a conspiracy that you vaguely remember. You want to know what's going to happen.
That you were like spying on the army since...
You were spying, yeah. And it turned out that the one fraction of the Dwarven Trade Union who left the Trade Union was secretly building up like a mind-controlled army or whatever. And then they got you really drunk and hypnotized. No, I think they just hypnotized you. So now you're a raving lunatic who just remembers fragments of some very implausible story.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because in OSRS, you don't get to go any further. You just...
I think they finished the quest line, or at least...
In RS3.
Yeah.
So that's a bummer.
I think any of the quest lines are like... continued in RS3.
Yeah.
So I'd assume that they either port them over to OSRS or they just make up a new quest.
I don't know, but
because the next big thing that's coming out is a Desert Treasure 2, which sounds pretty spicy.
And pretty soon, no? Summer, middle part-ish.
I think so.
Yeah.
Should be up soonish, yeah. This year is shaping up to be pretty interesting.
Pretty. It's
big updates in RuneScape, big updates in CS, big updates in Path of Exile.
What's going on there? In CS and Exile?
In CS, they're most likely... releasing CS2 this summer or fall.
Mm-hmm.
And Path of Exile 2 is also, I think, projected to come out in some version at the end of this year.
All right.
So, yeah. Very big excite.
What else? What else? No, Stranger Things is not coming out this year.
Give me like shows.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't keep up with.
You don't watch Stranger Things.
No.
But why?
I watched a few episodes of it and I got bored.
Huh.
That might be heresy and blasphemy because I have heard that it's really good.
I think we're gonna lose all of our Albanian listeners now.
Gosh darn it. Well, I mean, I am one of those people who has only also seen like an episode or two of Game of Thrones, so...
That's,
Fuck, maybe I am an absolute degenerate after all.
Horrible, horrible person.
Why am I like this? I ask of it...
every day!
I ask it of myself every single day.
And from your students.
Why am I like this?
Why am I like this?
Please answer me, guys. I don't know.
Huh?
Yeah, I haven't watched like much shows in the recent times as well. I've had a certain fill of TV shows and cartoons and such. But I mean, I do keep up with an anime called Demon Slayer. I watch it a bit, but other than that, like TV shows, I watched The Fosters, which is like a drama-ish 10 years old show about a lesbian couple adopting kids and then their family doing things. Yeah, that sounds very interesting when I describe it, but I mean it's a nice contrast with the stuff I usually watch, like sci-fi or fantasy stuff, so I mean it's... Pat's face currently is Pat's face, how can I
describe it? I am trying to be supportive.
when I described the show, he was like... I mean, I could really see it in him. He was really trying to like... to empathize and to understand what the fuck was I even saying, you know. But I could see it in his eyes. And I could see it in his mind going like, what the fuck are you even talking about?
You have a very broad base of interest. I think that's admirable.
True. I did oh, in a sentence from anime to a drama show about foster kids. Oh, I mean, it might have been a bit of a whiplash. Sure. That's how I am, you know.
That's how you are.
I'm a fucking legend as you. I don't know if I am, but I try to be.
Nowhere as cultured. I started watching Trailer Park Boys again.
Well, I mean, that is...
That is
very...
I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is here. I will go on a record here.
Oh God, it's happening.
And say that Trailer Park Boys might be / is the best thing ever recorded on film. And this includes Lord of the Rings.
Oh shit.
I know. But
then again, I do understand it because, in my opinion, Trailer Park Boys is also genius.
It is just beyond.
The fucking characters, the cinematography, the essence of it is just so... I don't know.
And in some ways, it's also relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I remember there is an episode fairly late on in the seasons after season 10, I would imagine, where Ricky does home construction.
Mm-hmm.
And he is trying to renovate the home of like one lady living there. And he starts out with the most harmless problem imaginable, like a leaky pipe or whatever. It was really nothing, and he finishes literally wrecking the entire apartment.
That's how it usually goes. Yeah.
Just like one thing escalates to another, and you're watching it and you feel
the way chills. She goes
the way of the road goes. But you feel chills because you kind of imagine that, all right, I might have been in a similar situation in my life had I made like certain choices.
And at some points it is a pretty cringy show as well. Yes. Right? And I can't really watch cringe humor shows like The Office or some shit.
Yeah.
I do like The Office. I've seen like a few episodes and like many clips of it, and it is really funny, but the cringe factor of it is sometimes just too much for me. But the cringe in the Trailer Park Boys, somehow it's like terrible, and it like enhances the
overall.
Yeah.
Who would you be? Well, who is your favorite character? Who would you be?
Bubbles, I guess.
You'd be Bubbles. Okay. Yeah.
He's just so pure, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, Ricky is also like a major league fuck-up / genius.
I would pick Ricky.
Yeah.
I would. First of all, I would give my left kidney to be able to smoke weed with Ricky. And I would give both of my kidneys to be able to play him.
Yeah.
I would.
He's an absolute character for sure.
Ricky is a legend.
And all the sayings he has about things.
No, actually, I've thought about it.
Smokes, let's go.
No, I mean, but all the linguistic fuck-ups he makes, that you cannot come up with these things.
Yeah.
Like, instead of friends with...
It makes sense.
It does, but it's so... It's instead of friends with benefits, it said friends with Benedicts.
Yeah.
Like, how do you come up with that?
The writers for that show are fucking geniuses.
Yeah. But I heard that the actor for Bubbles fucked up his eyes because of the glasses.
I think well, those glasses were absolute fucking eye destroyers. So yeah, good choice.
That's where I am.
Where are you now? Where are we now?
Who are we?
And why are we?
Nobody knows.
It's interesting that we have these questions at the every single episode.
We start to question our
existence, like after an hour and a half of talking, we come to the conclusion of
why all this?
Like, is it the company? Is it the game? Is it the format? Is it beer?
Is it just your life in general?
Is it us in general?
Why?
Are we like this?
I think we are.
Yeah, I don't know. Why?
I don't know. You don't really have an answer.
Apparently, there are some reasons.
There's a Russian, like a fairly old, I guess, a comedy show. Russian comedy. I don't speak Russian that well to be able to understand their comedy. But apparently, Russian comedy is pretty good. And there's a...
The older stuff.
Older stuff. I have no idea what's going on now, but like, let's say 60s, 70s, 80s. And I guess from that time period, there is a clip on YouTube, which is, I guess it's kind of like a bit part of like a larger series, kind of like what Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie did, like a sketch show, where there's one particular sketch that a man gets asked that, do you have a family? He's like, what do you mean? Of course I have a family. But why? He's like, what do you mean, why? And then he kind of starts thinking about it, and his face turns from like, what are you on about, to, oh my god, why? What is the point?
That's apparently the quintessential question of our lifetime.
Like. That's where we are after every episode.
I don't know what is it. I mean, this feels a bit like therapy session, maybe even just like. Speak your mind in an unfiltered way, just to say things for the sake of saying them.
Yeah,
I don't know. And then publish it on the world wide web for some reason for other people to maybe listen to it.
Oh my! All right. Is there anything you want to add?
Well, we did not talk about PVM at all.
We didn't, really. I think the giant in the dick was by far the most...
That was PVM then again. You were a player against them, against a humanoid monster.
Tell you what, a few episodes in, I'm going to get some experience in PVM, and then we're going to return to the subject. Colors flying.
Some big experience.
I'm going to kill all the...
He was going to kill them all.
Lava dragons.
Wow.
I will be the expert.
Well, I am a bit of a PVMer.
Myself,
yes.
Yes, I have killed 3 so far. And I have not been killed by a PKer.
I killed 50 men. this is PVM, no?
I got a... What was it? The advertisement letter for the Bob's Axe Shop. Like, if you kill some shit in Lumbridge, you get a...
Like a flyer?
Yeah, like a flyer. And it's always about the axe shop. So I got a few flyers myself.
Wow. Banking accomplished. Them. Fairly accomplished. The collector of the hoods of murdered people.
You know, one thing I want to say also is that one of the examples why I'm not a very bright person is... Right at the beginning, I got a bunch of clue scrolls. I got a beginner's, intermediate, and hard. I banked them.
Scrolls of glue. Sniff them, bitch.
This one's hard.
PVA glue.
And I banked them.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I was confused that where are all my clue scrolls? I've killed so much shit for a few months now. No clue scrolls.
What is it? What's up?
And then I realized that you can't have
duplicates.
Yeah.
You have to solve it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have duplicate chests.
Chests, yes.
But not the scrolls themselves.
So banking doesn't work. So that was a really, really low point in my career. That's what I want to say.
When you discovered that I have all my clues.
Yeah.
All 3 of them.
All 3 of them. And I was really looking forward to more. Because I opened them and was like, what the hell is this shit? No, I'm going to save it for later. And I did it for all 3, and it really backfired. So, yeah.
And now you are clueless. Literally.
I am.
Nice.
Yeah. Sad times. Sad times.
This is how it is.
Boy, this is the way. Boy on the road, buddy. Well, it's been...
It's been a long road.
It's been a long road. It's nice to be back.
It's nice to be back. Explain explain our behaviors yet again.
Try to justify our
existence.
The why are you the way that you are? And I am gonna devote more of my energy, more of my love to the game again. I will come back more prepared, more into.
I wouldn't the say world. You weren't into it, though.
I wouldn't say you were into it at all. I mean,
no, in that sense.
In that sense, what are we even talking about? I could be here recording this podcast from a random person from the street. I mean,
shut up, Water. What my point was that it didn't seem to me that you weren't in it. If you catch my drift.
Yeah. Okay, got it. But
for me, you were in it enough. There aren't certain levels or tiers that we have to achieve to be able to speak about the video game, Pat.
We could just speak about other things.
Just talk about anything, you know. It's fine.
So I'm actually looking forward to devoting more of my time. I have a few ideas. Absolutely.
I also have an interesting idea as what to do with my time in RuneScape. And in general.
So hopefully we'll have a chance to at least be somewhere with those ideas. And, what can I say?
It might get old pretty fast for me personally, but yeah.
Then you will just have to make an Iron Man account.
No. Please, no.
No.
No, God. Please, no. God, no, please.
Which would you rather do? Play RS3? Or go for an Ironman account.
What kind of comparison is... Or first options even? None.
None.
I just won't choose.
Uh-huh.
But if I would... Or if I were to choose, I would choose probably OSRS Ironman still.
Okay. So that's where we are. That's where you are.
That's where I am. That's...
That's how much he hates.
I don't hate it. I just do not care for it.
Yeah.
That's
the way of the road.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
So I have been Pat.
And this was yet again Ray.
And we will catch you at another time, at another episode.
And maybe soon.
Enjoy the summer.
Have a nice life.
Laters.